The following is an encore presentation of an earlier episode of Something About the Women. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's 11 a.m. and it's time for Something About the Women.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel. Waiting at the station with a workday window blowing, I've got nothing to do but watch the passersby. Mirrored in their faces I see frustration growing, and they don't see it showing. Why do I? You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful.
Good morning. Welcome to Something About the Women. This is Sue. So happy to be here with you. Is it the first day of spring? I think it might be. Sometime today? Wow, how exciting. Things are looking up. I'm very excited for springtime, for vaccines to roll out, and just to have a weekend to sleep in because I've been working hard at my day job. All right, well, we just started the show the same way we've been starting it, at least when I host the show, during 2021, and that is with a track from Carole King's Tapestry album, which is 50 years old. Happy birthday to Tapestry, and congratulations to Carole King for having one of the most enduring albums of all time, and that was one of my favorites, especially back in the day when I was a kid listening to that album. Beautiful, I think, was my favorite song on the album, so we are going in order of the album. Sometimes we do a different take, but that was actually from the actual Tapestry album. So that continues our celebration of Carole King's Tapestry this year. All right, today I got a lot going on. I watched Coal Miner's Daughter, which is about Loretta Lynn, last weekend. And I also, thanks to our pal, Joanne Kesey, she snagged me a copy of Loretta Lynn's brand new album, Still Woman Enough, which is sort of, it's a new album, but she sings some of the songs that she became famous for, and she gets some help on there from all kinds of people like Reba McEntire and Carrie Underwood and Margot Price and Tanya Tucker. So it's a great, great album. I encourage you to check it out. So I'm going to be doing a little feature this morning. I like to call country music, yesterday and today. So we'll be doing some different artists featuring Loretta Lynn, going back and doing original versions of her songs and new versions of her songs and cover versions of her songs. And then looking at some other artists as well, like Dolly Parton, like Tanya Tucker, and a few more. And we'll also play just some really interesting country cuts. We're getting real country with it this week. And then in the second part of the show, I have more cover palooza. The cover songs are coming out of the woodwork, and I'm going to be playing them for you. All different kinds of cover songs, and I hope that you will stay tuned and enjoy it. So sit back, relax. We'll start with our country music, yesterday and today, or whatever we're calling it. And let's start it with one from our beloved Dolly Parton, who has been in the news lately. I guess in her home state, they wanted to erect a statue of her, a tribute. And she was like, you know what? There are more important things to focus on right now than statues of me. So let's start it all off with our hero, Dolly Parton, here on Something About the Women.
Then more in the moment when life is good again. I'll open up my heart and let the whole world in. I'll try to make amends when life is good again. Bring new and different days. We need to change our ways.
helping hand to lend. Let's open up our eyes and see what's going on. If we're to move along from where we've been, let's open up our hearts and let the love shine in. We've all got knees to bend, and we'll just pray till then. Ask God's forgiveness. It's gonna be good again.
Mansion in the sky. Delta Dawn, Detroit City could not sing my song. If tomorrow finds me busted, flattened out, well, I won't care, cause at least I'll know I'm home. When I die, I may not go to heaven. Well, I don't know if they let cowboys in. If they don't, just let me go to Texas, boy. Texas is as close as I've been. The lady on the lead guitar just graduated 8th grade. The longest, all the boys kind of grew up together. Here's our Canadian boy, Mr. Brian Three, back on the acoustic, and he plays a little banjo and mandolin every now and then. Guitar, and not just any bass, 5-string bass.
something you say I ought to know. He don't love me anymore, and I'll have to let him go. You say you're gonna take him, oh, but I don't think you can, 'cause you ain't woman enough to take my man. It'll be over my dead body, so get out while you can, 'cause you ain't woman enough to take my man.
Well, let me tell you something, Loretta. Well, sometimes a man starts looking over things that he don't need. He took a second look at you, but he's in love with me. Well, I don't know where that leaves you, oh, but I know where I stand. And you ain't woman enough to take my man.
Women like you, they're a dime a dozen. You can buy them anywhere. For you to get to him, it'll be over my dead body, so get out while you can, 'cause you ain't woman enough to take my man. Yeah, you ain't woman enough to take my man.
Oh, you just thought you was gonna get him now, didn't you?
All right, that's just our first set of getting super country with it. That last one that we heard was Loretta Lynn, along with Tanya Tucker, doing You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man. And that is from Loretta Lynn's brand new album, Still Woman Enough. It's a great album. And really, really enjoying it. So those two got together to do that. Before that, we heard Tanya Tucker doing Texas When I Die. That's a live version from an album that came out just last year, Live from the Troubadour. And Tanya Tucker, she's 62 years old, which I thought she was older, but, you know, what do I know? But she had her very first hit, Delta Dawn, which is a song we heard right before that, at the age of 13. In 1972. So she was a child star who actually just kept on going and going. And her album that came out last year, which was called While I'm Living, she won the Grammy for Best Country Album. And one of the songs on that, Bring My Flowers Now, got a Grammy for her, a shared songwriting credit for Bring My Flowers Now. So two greats getting together, Loretta Lynn and Tanya Tucker. So we heard You Ain't Woman Enough, and then we heard Tanya doing Texas When I Die, and right before it, Delta Dawn, the song that put her on the map in 1972. And then we started the set with a pair of songs from Dolly Parton. We heard When Life Is Good Again, which came out as a single last year, obviously a pandemic-inspired song. And we started it off with one of her very first hits, Dumb Blonde. And I took that from the Essential Dolly Parton collection. So that brings us up to date. And we still have much more to get to. So don't go anywhere. Let's play another one from Loretta Lynn's new album, where she is getting some help from Ms. Margot Price, here on Something About the Women.
Way to France. Jackie's seen in a discotheque doing a brand new dance.
And the White House social season should be glittering and gay.
But here in Topeka, the rain is a falling, the faucet is a dripping, and the kids are bawling.
One of them is toddling and one is a crawling and one's on the way. I'm glad the Rockwell Wells just signed a $1 million pack. Debbie's out in Vegas working up a brand new act.
While the TV's showing Newlyweds, a real fun game to play.
Here in Topeka, the screen doors are banging. The coffee's boiling over and the wash needs a hanging. One wants a cookie and one wants a changing and one's on the way.
What was I doing to get away from there? Darn, there goes the phone. Hello, honey, what's that you say?
You're bringing a fuel army buddy's home? You're calling from my barn? Get away from there!
No, not you, honey. I was talking to the baby. Honey, could you stop at the store on your way home and...
Hello?
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 Well, I'll be. The girls in New York City, they all march for women's lib. Better homes and garden shows, a modern way to live.
And the pill may change the world tomorrow, but meanwhile today, here in Topeka,
the rain is a-falling.
Dog is a-barking and the floor needs a scrubbing.
One of them is toddling and one is a-crawling and
one's on the way.
Show me the world, but all I've seen of this old world is a bed and a doctor bill. I'm tearing down your brooder house, 'cause now I've got the pill. All these years I've stayed at home while you had all your fun, and every year that's gone by, another baby's come. There's gonna be some changes made right here on Nursery Hill. You set this chicken your last time, 'cause now I've got the pill. This old maternity dress I've got is going in the garbage. The clothes I'm wearing from now on won't take up so much yardage. Mini skirts, hot pants, a few little fancy frills. Yeah, I'm making up for all those years since I've got the pill. I'm tired of all your crowing, how you and your hens play, while holding a couple in my arms, another's on the way. This chicken's done for.
country style. And this little girl will walk a country mile to find her a good old slow-talking country boy. I said, a country boy, I'm about as old-fashioned as I can be. And I hope you're liking what you see. Shovel fit your hand. And if your eyes are on me, you're looking at country. Well, this here country is a little green. There's a lot of country that you ain't seen. I'll show you around if you show me a wedding band. I said a wedding band. When it comes to love, well, I know about that. And if you're looking at me, you're looking at country. You don't see no city when you look at me. This country is all I am. I love running barefooted through the old cornfields. And I love that country hand. Well, you say I'm made just to fit your plans, but there's a barnyard shovel fit your hand.
man, sounds like someone was wearing go-go boots when they recorded that song. That was Nico Case doing her cover of Loretta Lynn's Rated X. That is from a compilation called Making Singles, Drinking Double, came out in 2002. Before that, a really neat tribute to Loretta Lynn that Elin Jewell did. She put together a band that she called Butcher Holler, which is, of course, the place where Loretta Lynn was born. And it's a whole tribute album to Loretta Lynn. We heard You're Looking at Country. And before that, Loretta Lynn herself doing one of her classics, I'm a Honky Tonk Girl. I think that was one of the first songs that she wrote. If you never saw Coal Miner's Daughter, you got to watch it. I mean, Loretta Lynn came from, you know, poor common folk. Her dad was a coal miner, obviously. And, you know, her mama turned out, I think, 8 children, and Loretta had a lot of babies. And so doing a song like The Pill, I think, was pretty liberating and probably groundbreaking and shocking for many people. Loretta Lynn, really just a groundbreaker in terms of pulling herself up from her bootstraps. Before that, we heard one from her latest release called Still Woman Enough. And we heard One's on the Way, another one of her great groundbreaking songs, and she got some help from Margot Price on that one. And Loretta Lynn is almost 89 years old. She's still cranking out the records. God bless her. So we got one more littler set of country yesterday and today. If you recall, back when Katie Lang released her first solo album, Shadowland, getting, you know, all kinds of really professional and well-known country music musicians and producers to help her with that record, she pulled together Kitty Wells, Loretta Lynn, and Brenda Lee to do a song with her. So I thought we'd look at some music by Brenda Lee and Kitty Wells, having already looked at Loretta Lynn, and then we can hear that that great song where Katie Lang pulled her heroes together and got them to contribute to her very first solo album. So let's continue now with our country set, and then hold tight. Covers are coming up right after that here on Something About the Women.
You're dynamite. You're dynamite. As I listen to the words The COVID-19 vaccines are starting to become available across the country, and as they become available, you may be asking yourself, should I get it? Will it help me get back to doing the things I love, like going out to my favorite restaurants, meeting with friends in person, or going on vacation and traveling again? And can I do it all without putting my family and those I love at risk? And is it safe? You've got questions. That's normal. Which is why it's so important to get informed. The medical community has made it clear. The vaccines authorized for COVID-19 have met the highest safety standards and can help protect us. Visit getvaccineanswers.org for all the latest information on the COVID-19 vaccines. That's getvaccineanswers.org. Getting back to the moments we miss starts with getting informed. It's up to you. A message brought to you by the Ad Council and the CDC.
All right, wrapping up our country yesterday and today set with a great medley from Katie Lang, getting help from her heroes, Kitty Wells, Loretta Lynn, and Brenda Lee. The Honky Tonk Angels medley consists of In the Evening When the Sun Goes Down, You Nearly Lose Your Mind, and Blues Stay Away from Me. And that is from Katie Lang's amazing album, Shadowland. Hard to believe it came out in 1988, more than 30 years ago. But really just a great, great record. Before that, we heard a couple of the gals that Katie got friends got help from on that song. We heard Kitty Wells doing It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels, and we heard Brenda Lee doing Dynamite. So Kitty Wells, she passed away in 2012, but she was really a pioneer. She had her very first hit in 1952 with the song It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels that we just heard. And she was the first female country singer to top the U.S. country charts. And she was really the first female country superstar. So Kitty Wells, great that Katie Lang got a chance to sing with her back in 1988. As for Brenda Lee, she was born in 1944. She's still with us. She is, I can't do math in my head, she's 76, I guess, she had 47 U.S. chart hits in the 60s, and she ranked only fourth behind Elvis Presley, the Beatles, and Ray Charles in the 60s. So Brenda Lee, another classic. So that's your country music history lesson for today, and it was a lot of fun putting that together, so I hope you enjoyed it as well. Now, speaking of fun, you know how Sue loves the cover songs, and for some reason, people have just been putting them out fast and furious. Some of the artists we know, some of the artists, I only found them because they did cover songs, but we are going to delve into those cover songs. I'm a little bit out of it. Can you tell? I've been working a lot of hours and a lot of odd hours lately, so please cut me some slack. All right, we're going to start our cover songs with probably my favorite type of cover song, a Beatles cover song, here on Something About the Women on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Way he looks was way beyond compare.
You're listening to Something About the Women on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.